Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, Zevachim 93. And today's Daf Yomi, we are in the middle of the 11th chapter of Zevachim, which is called Perek Dam Chatas, the blood of a sin offering. And the first part of the chapter deals with the concept of the fact that the Gemara is discussing the sixth chapter of Leviticus, where we talk about the Korban Chatas, the sin offering. And as part of that sin offering, we have a special law that is unique to the sin offering, that if the blood of a sin offering of the Chatas sprinkles on the garment of the Kohen is required to clean that garment, because it states in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 20, V'asher yizeh midama al ha-beged, asher yizeh oleha techabes b'makom kadosh, that which will sprinkle from the blood on the garment that will sprinkle upon it, you must wash that garment in a holy place. This concept that there is a requirement to wash the blood from the garment, this is only as relates to the Korban Chatas, the sin offering, and not by other Korbanos. And on today's Daf Yomi, on Daf Tzadi Gimel, the Mishnah says a further limitation. Nitez minat savar ala beged, if the blood sprinkles from the neck of the animal onto the garment, eino ton kibus, then it does not require to be washed. Mina karen umina yesod, or if it sprinkles from the horn of the altar or from the base of the altar, again, it does not require kibus, eino ton kibus. Nishbach al ritzba, if it spills onto the floor of the altar, the asifo, and only then is it gathered in by the kohen into his utensil, again, eino ton kibus, again, it doesn't require the garment to be washed. And the reason is, says our Mishnah, general principle, ein ton kibus, the only blood that requires to be washed is dam sheniskabel bekli, is first blood that was first gathered into the utensil, v'roi lahazah, and after that the blood needs to be something that is fit to be sprinkled onto the altar. And since in all these cases, if it went on the floor, or if it came from the neck, or if it came from the horn, it's not fit to be sprinkled on the altar. And so therefore, we don't have to assume that there's the obligation to wash the blood out of that garment. The Gemara continues this discussion and then goes a little bit of a tangent on 93b, where Rava introduces a braisa, and the braisa is referring to the bull that the Kohen HaMashiach has to bring as a sin offering in the sanctuary itself, in the temple itself. And it says in the verse, in Leviticus chapter 4, verse 6, V'tavala kohenes etzba'o ba'dam, the kohen immerses his finger in the blood, V'hiza min adam sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem, es p'nei parochas ha-kodesh, and he sprinkles from the blood seven times before God, in front of the Aron HaKodesh. And in that concept, the Gemara asks, from the fact that it says Taval, we see from here that he has to actually stick his finger into the blood, and it's not enough just to wipe his finger in order to get blood from the side of the utensil. And also it says badam, and the Gemara says we learn from here until there will be in the blood that he's dipping in the amount that is required. And the third thing, v'hiza min adam sheva pa'amim, it means min adam sheba inyan, that is the blood that is in that topic. What does that mean, min adam sheba inyan? What's it coming to limit? So Rava says we're coming to limit this comes to limit the blood that remains on the finger, meaning the Kohen has to sprinkle it seven times. Let's say after the first time he has blood that's on the finger. He sprinkled it once, but there's still blood there. Can he sprinkle it again? So the Bryce is saying, this is support for Rabbi Lezer. It says, Shirayim Sheba Etzba are Pesulin, that they're invalid. You can't use that blood to sprinkle it again. So if that's the case, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with the finger that's on your blood? So Abaye says, I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. Gamar mila hazos, that once you Abaye cites a braisa, that when you finish sprinkling it, what you're supposed to do is mekanech yado begufo shel pari. Cites a Mishnah from Paraduma, the Mishnah there states that with respect to the red heifer, after we're also you're supposed to sprinkle from the red heifer seven times towards this sanctuary. There, after each sprinkle, you're supposed to wipe the finger on the blood of the cow. So what are you supposed to do in these cases? So Rava says, yeah, by the para duma, when it says to wipe it on the cow, that's referring to the last time. But before the last time, what are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to wipe it each time you're sprinkling it? So Rava says, says, I'll explain to you where you're supposed to wipe it. With respect to the Parah Aduma, after each time, the last time you wipe it on the Gufa Shel Parah, because that Parah Aduma is going to be burnt. But before that, what are you supposed to wipe it on? Abaye says, after each time, you're supposed to wipe it on Sefas Mizrach, that there was a utensil that they gathered all the blood in the altar, and after each time he sprinkled it, he was supposed to wipe his finger on the side of the bowl. That's where he was supposed to wipe the blood off. As it states in the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 10, that the ministering utensils are called Kiforei Zahav, and they were called the Kiforei Zahav, meaning to say the utensils that were wiped. And so, because the Kohen would clean his finger on them after each sprinkle, and kafore is from the meaning kinuach, to clean it, like we see in tractate Gittin 56b, that after Nero came into the temple, that he once is wiping his hands, yichafer. This is also the word Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what does the word Yom Kippur mean? So the word Kippur can come from the word to wipe clean. So we're wiping away all of our sins. That's the power. So to speak, the Kohen, after each time he sprinkles the blood, and he's supposed to wipe his finger clean, wipe it on the bowl, wipe his finger clean so that there is no blood, and each time there's a separate immersion in the blood and sprinkling, and it's not anything from the remnants of the previous immersion of the finger in blood.